Everybody, my name's Sue and I am an addict. I'd like to welcome everybody to the first annual Chesapeake Potomac Traditions Workshop. And I'd like to say thank you all for coming, and we're real grateful that you all came. And I do have a few announcements. We do have tapes from all the panel discussions, and Earl has tapes on sale for that. And also we have t-shirts, frisbees, buttons on the back table. Also tomorrow morning before Traditions 10, 11, and 12, please check out of your rooms before the meeting, and you can store your luggage in the Colonial Room. And grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Who is an addict? Most of us do not have to think twice about this question. We know. Our whole life and thinking is centered in drugs in one form or another, the getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. We use to live and we live to use. Very simply, an addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by drugs. We are people in the grip of a continuing and progressive illness whose ends are always the same, jails, institutions, and death. And I'd like to have Daryl come up and read what is the Narcotics Anonymous program.
Hi, everybody. And I am an addict. Since we all know what we are, I'm going to read what this is. NA is a nonprofit fellowship of men and women, or society of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. We're recovered addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. There's but only one requirement for membership: the honest desire to stop using. There are no musts in NA, but we suggest that you keep an open mind and give yourself a break. Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is they work. There are no strings attached to NA. We are not affiliated with any other organizations. We have no leaders, no initiation fees or dues, no pledges to sign, no promises to make to anyone. We are not connected with any political, religious, or law enforcement groups. We are not under no surveillance at any time. Anyone can join us regardless of age, race, color, creed, religion, or lack of religion. We are not interested in how much you have used, who your connections were, what you have done in the past, how much or how little you have, but only in what you want to do about your problem and how we can help. The newcomer is the most important person at any meeting because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. We have learned through our group experiences that those who keep coming to our meetings regularly stay clean. Thank you.
I've asked Timmy to come up and read Why Are We Here?
Thanks. Hi, I'm Tim. I'm an addict. This is a piss poor question. Why are we here? Before coming to the fellowship of NA, we could not manage our own lives. We could not live and enjoy life as other people do. We had to have something different, and we thought we'd found it in drugs. We placed the use ahead of the welfare of our families, our wives, our husbands, our children. We had to have drugs at all costs. We did many people great harm, but most of all, we harmed ourselves. Through the inability to accept personal responsibility, we were actually creating our own problems. We seemed to be incapable of facing life on its own terms. Most of us realized that in our addiction, we were slowly committing suicide. But such cutting enemies of life are narcotics and sedation that we had lost the power to do anything about it. Jails did not help us at all. Medicine, religion, and psychiatry seemed to have no answers for us that could help. Okay, wait a minute. All these methods having failed, in desperation, we sought help from each other in Narcotics Anonymous. After coming to NA, we realized that we were sick people who suffered from a disease like alcoholism, diabetes, or tuberculosis. There is no known cure for these. All, however, can be arrested at some point, and recovery is then possible. In NA, we follow a program borrowed from Alcoholics Anonymous. In the last 40 years, more than 1 million people have recovered in AA. Most of them just as hopelessly addicted to alcohol as we were to drugs. We are deeply grateful to the AA Fellowship for pointing the way to us to a new way of life. Thank you.
I've asked Ronnie W. to come up and read how it works.
I'm an addict. My name's Ronnie. If you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you're ready to take certain steps. These are suggested only, but they are the principles that made our recovery possible. One, we admitted we were powerless over our addiction, that our lives become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a decision to We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we are entirely ready to have God remove all defects of character. Seven, we humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. We continue to take personal inventory when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. We sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of those steps, we tried to carry this message to addicts and to practice these principles in all our affairs. This sounds like a big order, and we can't do it all at once. We didn't become addicted in one day, so remember, easy does it. There is one thing more than anything else that will defeat us in our recovery. This is an attitude of indifference or intolerance toward spiritual principles. Although there are no musts in NA, there are three things that seem indispensable. These are honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to try. With these, we are well on our way. We feel that the approach to the problem of addiction is completely realistic for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another addict is without parallel. We feel that our way is practical, for one addict can best understand and help another addict. We believe that the sooner we face our problems within our society and everyday living, just that much faster do we become acceptable, responsible, and productive members of that society. The only way to keep from getting or continuing a habit is not to take the first fixed pill or drink. If you are like us, you know that one is too many and 1,000 never enough. We put great emphasis on this, for we know that when we use drugs in any form or substitute one for another, we release our addiction all over again and create a new one. The substitution of alcohol has caused a great many addicts to form a new addiction pattern, which in its progression brings as many problems as before. We seem to forget that alcohol is one of the oldest known drugs. It would appear that we are people with addictive personalities who are strongly susceptible to alcoholic addiction.
Kermit, and I'm an addict. Clean today through the grace of God and Narcotics Anonymous. You don't want to know how it works? We already did that. All right. This is a Traditions Workshop, and I think we've learned an awful lot this weekend, and I'm really grateful for all y'all participation in this. And the tapes that we made are going to be sent to the World Service Office to be transcribed as input to the book, It Works, How and Why, the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions in Narcotics Anonymous. So we've all here had a part in writing NA literature. So give yourselves a hand. We keep what we have only with vigilance. And just as freedom for the individual comes from the 12 steps, so freedom for the group springs from our traditions. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Thank God. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or NA as a whole. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. An NA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the NA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, or prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Every NA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Narcotics Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. NA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. NA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the NA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. I've been asked also to introduce tonight's speaker because he's a dear friend of mine, and I'm very proud to say that. The first time I met this gentleman was at the second Blue Ridge camp out, and he was asked to speak there. And he was from my home, New York. You know? And I didn't think people got clean in New York. I thought they had to leave like I did. And during his talk, he made a statement that hit me right in my heart. He said, you know, after coming to these rooms, he said, I don't have to turn yellow anymore. And I knew that, you know, and I lived that, and I know what it's like to have hepatitis, you know. And I could relate to that. Just recently, he's had some problems at home, and you know, if you don't mind me saying, his mother had a heart attack, and hopefully she's doing well, and we'll all pray for her. But he had a commitment to Narcotics Anonymous, and he had told me that he would be here, and you know, he decided to come. He also, you know, like I, you know, when I'm hurting, I need to be among we, and you know, I'm real grateful that he came down. My life is dedicated to Narcotics Anonymous. And therefore, you know, I look and I find people that are similar, people that I respect, people that are dedicated to this fellowship, and this man is. And I'd like to introduce my dear friend Tony D. from New York.
Good evening, my name is Tony and I'm an addict, and it's good to see that a lot of people are interested in the traditions of NA. Somebody told me that the traditions are to the groups what the steps are to the individual, and I believe if you can incorporate the traditions in your life also, your recovery will be stronger. My recovery hasn't been tested up until now. As Kermit said, I was on a pink cloud for about 3 years, 3.5 years. And I lost girlfriends and jobs and things of this nature. And I relied on my friends and the higher power in the fellowship, or God, by the grace of God. And I prayed to God to give me the strength not to use drugs. Because when I found a way to live my life without drugs, I was grateful. And that way was N.A. Last week I was watching television with my mom, and being a mama's boy all my life, because I never took my clothes out of my mother's house in the country. And she got a stroke. And she stopped. And I took her to the hospital and I stayed with her for a week. And I couldn't stand to see her in this state. And it dawned on me just where I was in recovering. And I addressed myself to people with days. And I can attest to the fact that you can stop using drugs regardless of what goes down. And I began sitting there and I began to thank God that I had a way to take what was happening to me, what I was experiencing. My most darkest nightmare came to reality. Okay. And other people have told me that this happened to them, but I always used to tell myself that I'm glad it didn't happen to me. So I began to experience this pain. And my friends started calling me up, asking me if they could help me. And the more the phone rang, the more I realized what I was on to. The more I realized what I was involved in. The more I realized that no matter what happens, I don't have to pick it up. No matter what. And my gratitude speaks when I care and share the NA way. And I'm hurt. I'm hurt, you see. More than I've ever been in my life. But I'm grateful. I'm eternally grateful that I have, that I could come to Virginia and not be inhibited in expressing my feelings to you folks. Who I know, you know, who mean a lot to me. Yes. Yes, I try to incorporate the steps and the traditions in my life to the best of my ability. And it wasn't perfect, you see, because I'm a service person too. And I'm involved in the business of NA, whatever it is. Whatever it entails. If it entails going 400 miles to Virginia to keep a commitment, you see, to meet people, to care, to feel, you see. I can't relate to you what has transpired with me in the last 3.5 years of my life. It would take me till tomorrow morning. I can't begin to say what feelings I've experienced being clean, recovering in NA. Because NA is the grace of God. I prayed to God that I didn't use, and I didn't use. I prayed to God that my mother lives so I could be a good son.
so I can make up for all the years of the insanity. But I'm not alone, you see. I don't feel alone, you see. I feel able to be a person because of NA. You see, I can't be more enthusiastic about what I'm involved in because I know what it means to me to be able to confront situations and be able to get things out of life that I never dreamed possible. And all kinds of bizarre things has happened to me in my life, such as you name it. I'm not going to go into that. You see, because we all know about that. And I'm learning tonight, and I learned this week, what it means to be a member of the fellowship. You see, guy told me, and I went for it. He said, don't listen to what I say. Watch what I do. Because we have a tendency to say things we don't mean at times. And we have a tendency to be cynical. And I can say tonight and attest to the fact that I haven't used any drugs today. And this is what it's all about. You see? And I know about suffering. Different degrees. And I know about recovering. A little bit. That's my good suit. Because, hey, tonight I could say that I am a decent person. I could never say that before. You see? And I'm not afraid to reveal myself to people in Virginia or people from all over about what's going on with me. You see? Because I couldn't get to a meeting. But I had to come down tonight to be here. People say I got more nerve than brains. That's okay. That's okay. You see? Because I'm accepting the fact that whatever goes down, I don't have to pick it up. And whatever happens, I don't have to be alone. Ever. Again. All I have to do is be a member of NA. And I feel strongly about it, you see, because I've been involved in all different types of rehabilitation. Many, many thousands of dollars must have been spent on me, I would imagine. You know, delving into the psychological aspect of my addictive personality. And I never got anything out of it. But being a member of this fellowship, making coffee in a group, helped me not use that day. So, I don't feel naked, and I don't feel exposed. I feel together. And I always said it, you know, we together, ours, us. And I believe that the tides that bind us, if the tides that bind us are stronger than those that would tear us apart, all will be well. And if NA is well, I am well. So I can't do enough. You know? And this is where I'm at tonight, folks. I received a mortal blow. I believe in recovery. I believe in experiencing good things in life. I believe in the traditions. I believe in the steps. I believe in the board of trustees. I believe in it works. I believe in the basic text. It's the only one we got. I believe in a meeting list. It's like a Bible to people like us that enables us to confront any situation and not use. That enables us to communicate with other people and convey a message of recovery. You see, this is what happened to me. Can I have some water, please? I'm very emotional, and as I said before, one time in this room, thank you. I was supposed to be a tough guy. All these ideas about what success was, what winning was. And I had no friends, and I was emotionally destitute, you see, and I was bankrupt mentally, physically, spiritually. And I feel better. And I feel better already that I shared what's happening with me to you folks, who I hold in this high esteem for what we're doing, for what we're able to do one day at a time, for what, how we're able to hug each other and feel for each other. And I sat in a meeting and I said, I refuse to take part in backstabbing other people and telling other people and talking about other people. I refuse to take part in it. Because all our lives people have done that to us. And I'm talking about being unified. And I'm talking about being free. And freedom is special to people like us. Because we've been enslaved for a long time by our addiction, by our obsession, by our compulsive behavior, by negativity, by pessimism, you name it. And we suffer from it. And we have a tendency to exaggerate things out of all proportion than what they really are. You see? And a guy said, so you feel uptight, so what? So say how you feel. And I'm a feeling guy. And I talk about feelings. I don't talk about what I went through to get drugs. We all know about that. I talk about how I felt and how I feel. And how we feel is of paramount importance to us. And how I feel about NA, Narcotics Anonymous. You see? And we win a day at a time. And we win. And every day we don't pick up, we win. No matter how we feel, no matter what happens. And I believe this. And I got a thick head. The guy said, I use cocaine because it intensifies my personality. And I said, what if you're an asshole? Then I have to maintain, and it hurts. And I go to meetings and I see people raising their hands saying this and this happened and I feel terrible and recovery is terrible and all of this because it hurts, because we don't have any buffer zone, whatever we used. Whatever that means to you. Whatever your brand of insanity was. Whatever mine was. Whatever your fancy. Whatever you cared to delve in for that certain length of time. You know, whatever pot store you choose to go into to buy your goodies, you see? Well, it's not about that for me tonight. And I'm hurting, and I'm down, and I feel like my guts got kicked out from under me, and I feel like my life fell apart, and I feel like a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And I feel grateful. And this is what it's about for me. Not to pick it up. for a guy that went through any lengths to get it. You know, I would have traveled to Timbuktu if you told me to. If you told me they had the good stuff. You see? Now I go through any lengths not to use it. On the contrary, no matter what happens, and I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself, you see. And I'm reinforcing what I've learned by reading the basic text, by practicing the steps as best I could, by incorporating them in my life. And as a result, I've had the best 3.5 years that I could possibly imagine. Because prior to that, it was nowheresville for me. Because I didn't know that you could stop using drugs. I didn't know that you could have friends. I didn't know that people could respect you. I didn't know that you could deal with major catastrophes and not pick it up and act like a human being. Instead of some kind of parasite, whatever you want to call it. And some of us have a tendency to say that I'm poly-addicted and dual-addicted and cross-addicted and all of that. You see? When I simply say that I'm addicted, I'm an addict, and I was addicted to whatever. And I don't have to do that today. I don't. You see? And for me to be able to come up here and say this and apply it is miraculous. You know? For me to deal with these situations, you know, is miraculous. And only because by the grace of God, you see, who I believe that if you go with the flow, is not going to throw a monkey wrench into the game. Like a guy asked me, well, you know, I want to give myself up. And I never saw anybody go to jail that was recovering. You see. I never saw anybody get hurt that really believed. I honestly believe that if you go with the flow, and you let it happen, and you turn your will over to the care of God as you understand Him, as best as you can interpret this and understand it, all will be well. You see? And I believe in life. And to me, life is Narcotics Anonymous. Because prior to, I didn't have any life. You see? Now I have a full life. Now I have purpose in my life. Now I have meaning. Now I have the traditions in my life. And the traditions, I'm talking about my support system. I'm talking about being able to stand up. I'm talking about being able to look into the sunshine no matter what. And people say, wow, what cornball. That's okay for you. That's okay for you to say. But it's wonderful for me to do. To be able to do. And I'm talking about Narcotics Anonymous. I'm talking about to be able to be in love. To be able to love. To be able to tell somebody, you know, I love you. And have the person say, I know. I hear you, brother. You see? I'm talking about that. I'm talking about being free for the first time in 25 years. My friend Red was telling me, and he was enslaved somewhat. Me and Red go back to the time of Magellan. We started using when Magellan circumnavigated the globe. And didn't know you could stop using drugs. I didn't know that. We didn't know that as we squandered our lives. Standing around waiting for somebody. You see? But we had a great trip coming up here. We had a good talk. We were talking about being free. You see? Because we were never free before. We weren't free to get out of the Bronx. Wherever that is. People say the Bronx. What is that? Someplace. You know. Okay. And I came into a meeting and I started listening to what the people were saying, and they were talking about the steps and the traditions, and they were talking about service, and I didn't know what they were talking about.
But I was serving anyway from the day I walked in. Because I started making coffee. I thought it was okay. I like to do it. I don't mind. I don't mind serving. You see. I don't mind giving back to something that has given me more than I can ever repay. Strength to deal with all this. To be able to come and share with a room full of people how I feel. And I'm cut. I'm open. You see. But I'm trying. I like what happened to me in Narcotics Anonymous. I like coming to grips with my addiction and finding out that I don't have to do that. I like being able to talk to somebody with a few days telling them, look, it could happen, your life could change. I know about the purveyors of zombieism. I call them methadone maintenance treatment programs. You see, I know about that. And their treatment. So I'm not even going to get into that. So we all know what it is to be maintained. I want to address myself to what's taking place right here and now and tonight and this week and what's gone down and all of a sudden how I felt when I was confronted with a major catastrophe in my life. The worst. And it dawned on me that I don't have to pick it up, and my recovery was tested to the limit. And the phone kept ringing and friends kept telling me, let me come over. What can I do? And I knew that I wasn't alone. And we never have to stand alone again in our lives, a day at a time. And everybody wins that wants to. And everybody enjoys themselves. And everybody becomes people, good people, see? And this is what's happening. And it is possible. And I feel that if you're confronted with a situation in your life and you resort to using drugs, whether it be intravenously or orally, or whatever you do, okay? You learn nothing. And I'm finding out that if you stay and stand your ground and don't pick it up, you take a stride in recovery. And you're able to stand there and you're able to be better for it regardless of what happens. If the worst goes down, I know that I can lean back onto my support system that I've been working at by going to meetings all the time. By meeting friends of mine all the time. I can't put a price on that. No. I choose to come to Virginia to align myself with you folks tonight. I'll go back and face it. And I'll see you again. Because I'm hoping for the best. And I'm going with the flow. And I'm telling myself, look, I didn't come all this way, you know. And maybe by the grace of God, it'll be okay. And I'm praying. And I was always for the underdog. And I'm winning in my recovery. And I come to grips with my addiction. And I've been an addict for, I don't know, since God left Chicago. I didn't use nothing today. I don't have to use drugs to confront life. I learned that in Narcotics Anonymous. You see? And we have no bosses and leaders. We have trusted servants. People that are willing to serve. And it goes on and on and on. And I have to say, I feel better already. A little bit. Enough. To continue, to take the next step, to go on. And it has nothing to do with where I used to cop dope. Or how many treatment centers I've been exposed to, or how many times I've been psychoanalyzed. And it doesn't matter about those things. And it doesn't matter how we felt last week, you know. And it doesn't matter what we did in our past. All that matters is a willingness to keep trying, a willingness to have an open mind, a little bit of guts not to pick it up, no matter what. to remember the faces of the people in the meetings, to remember you're a member of NA, to know that there are thousands of people that are not picking it up, no matter what happens. I've seen these people. I've seen these people lose loved ones, you see, and not pick it up. I've seen these people I've seen a lot in recovery. And it tells me that it works. It tells me that I can do it. And one addict helping another is without parallel. You know, we said medicine, psychiatry, and religion wasn't the answer. In desperation, we sought help from one another. And this is what we do. And this is what happened to me. And this is where I'm at. You see? And all I can do is come up here and share my experience, strength, and hope tonight, one day at a time. Okay? And I go for recovering. You know, and I believe it could happen for anybody. And it's not something, a rare thing that happens to people. You see? Like people say, well, how did you stop? I see it happen all the time. I go to meetings and I see people pick up white chips 25 at a time. 25 people at a time do this. You see? I was at a meeting the other night where people surrendered. They were surrendering, you know? They were beginning to believe that they don't have to be enslaved. And this is why we're members of Narcotics Anonymous. And this is why we can't give back enough to the fellowship, because it gave us our lives. It took the pressure off. Okay? It showed us a new way. My higher power is the spirit of the fellowship. The spirit of the people together, collectively. You see? I believe in this. I draw strength from it. I'm doing it tonight. People said, share. I didn't think I could come up here. I wanted to go away. I wanted to leave. You know, but I had a commitment. And I learned to keep commitments in NA. I learned to be responsible most of the time. You see? I learned to like myself a little bit. I learned to begin to feel. I learned to live my life without using drugs because of the fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. You see? And I can't be grateful enough. Yes! My gratitude speaks when I care and share the NA way. And the NA way is to say, I love you. The NA way is to say, I'll help you. The NA way is to say, what can I do? The NA way is to say, let's do it through the structure. The NA way is to say, let's be together, because we've been alone for so long. And to me, that's what the NA way is. It's a way of life that I love. And I will express it openly anywhere, in any forum, to anybody who would care to listen, who is interested. And I noticed there are a lot of people interested in not using drugs. You see? Bear with me. I'll be brief. You know, they're talking about statistics, and somebody said that there's 20 million cocaine people obsessed. I call them, they have to be obsessed. There's 20 million people obsessed with cocaine in this country, and there's 500 to a million and a half heroin abusers, and besides the pot smokers and the pill takers, and you name it. So look what we're engaged in. Look at us. Look at where we're at. By the grace of God, we found a way to get away from all that insanity of using, you know? So we don't have to do that. Not tonight. Whatever goes down. Yes, you know what? Use me as an example tonight. Use me. Because I'm not going to let you down today. You see? I'm not. And I say that with all my heart. Because I know I'm on to something. And I know a little bit about life now. Just a little. Enough to keep me going. You know? NA is the beacon of recovery that sheds light all over for people who want to become human beings again. And this is what it's all about. And to accomplish this, we have to stay within the traditions. Okay. We have to work the steps. Okay. To the best of our ability. Not perfectly, but to the best of our ability. And it works. And you feel better. And you begin to reap the rewards of recovering a day at a time. Because I remember when you could pick up a telephone and you could ask for a Narcotics Anonymous, and there was no Narcotics Anonymous. So you went to jail. So you spend a lot of years on methadone. You know? Many, many years. So you didn't know. There is no more excuse for people like us. Because there's too many of us doing it. So there is no more excuse about, I had to do it. You see? As bad as I felt this week, right? Using was not an option. Only because I come to meetings all the time. Only because I'm always conscious that I'm a member of the fellowship. Only because I got a little bit of a rapport with the higher power of God. Oh, God. By the grace of God, I'm here tonight. You see? So I want to say, I want to be brief and conclude by saying that it is possible for your life to change to such a degree, a degree beyond your wildest dreams. Yes. Yes, it is possible to stop using drugs. A guy always used to say it in a meeting, and he looked like he was very astute, and he used to say, is there life beyond drugs? Is there life beyond drugs? And there was a guy in the back of the room, and he answered, yes. Yes. And the man got about 3 years today. And he's home with his wife watching television. And he's not pressured going out, obsessed, trying to get some stuff to feel better. He came to grips with his addiction. Only because of the fellowship. And we've got a beautiful fellowship. You know why I feel this is such a beautiful fellowship? Because I was involved in all these bizarre treatments prior to coming here. You know, I know where that's at. I've been there. And this is free. We're talking about freedom. We got a convention coming up in New York City, and they asked for a theme for the convention, and some gal got up and said, well, how about freedom? How about declaring freedom in New York City? Where many, many people are recovering. Thousands of people are recovering now. You know? Feeling good. No matter what's happening to them. No matter what goes down in your life. Remember, if you pick it up, you gain nothing. If you don't pick it up, you reap the rewards of recovery. And your foundation gets stronger. And you can build a house on a foundation. And we always say it back east. You know, we bought the ticket to the movie. Let's see the picture. And the picture's about our lives. And it's good. And it's interesting. And it has to do with good feelings. You know? And it has to do with being free. And it has to do with Narcotics Anonymous. Because I couldn't live without NA. Not today. Not ever, I feel. You know what? I choose not to. I'd rather not. You know. I'd rather belong. You know. I'd rather feel for my friends. I'd rather be part of, regardless of what's happening. You see? I choose not to be alone. I did the research in relationship to narcotics addiction, whatever that means. You see, I've been in that bag. We were out there researching for, gee, how many years? Many, many years we researched it and came to the conclusion that we were dope addicts. If
But nobody ever came up to us and said, you don't have to use drugs. Nobody ever came up to us and said, you can be free. Nobody ever said anything like that. So we just continued. Once a dope addict, always a dope addict. Once a dope addict, always a dope addict. You're always going to be that way. Nothing we can do. Too bad. Bullshit! Makes the flowers grow. That's what I say to that, you see. Today. That's what I learned in N.A. about that. You know, when a guy come up to me and said, you know what? I love you, Tony. And I felt good. And I felt like I had a little bit of worth. And I didn't feel like a devious person anymore. And I felt that I could confront things. And now what? I learned a little more that I can confront the worst. The worst that could happen. You see? And come out of it. And not pick up. And go with it. So I can't be grateful enough to Narcotics Anonymous. Yes, my gratitude speaks when I care and share the NA way. The NA way to me is the only way. You see? And I don't think I'm narrow-minded. I just think that's the way it is for me. You know what I mean? And it could be for anybody. I won't belabor it. I think we all know about suffering. I think we all know about losing. Losing. And I'm talking to former losers, professional failures. You see? Because I was a professional failure. What did you do? Well, I failed. Well, you're a professional. What did you do? Well, I failed at that, too. I failed at my bank account because the bank sent me a statement that I better withdraw my $4 out because it's blocking up their computers. So I guess I was a financial failure. And then a failure as a human being, and a failure as a ball player, and a failure as a lover, and a failure as a husband, and a failure as a father. But through Narcotics Anonymous, right? I didn't become a failure as a son. I was a successful son. And I'm grateful to the fellowship because it gave me 3 years of being able to give back. Say, here, Mom, here's 100. What do you want? Otherwise, I couldn't do that. So when everybody's feeling guilty about what happened, I don't. Because in my heart I know that I tried to do the best I can because of NA got me to this point. Because for 25 years, it was, please don't come around. You know, we like you, but stay where you are. No, there's been no police here, and I won't send you a bus ticket. Enough for the bus. Then you'll be in the hallway trying to do something to disrupt the family. Please go away. You see? That's how it was. But all of a sudden it changed. You see? Last July I had a 3-year anniversary, and we had speakers, and they asked me to come up and say a few words, and I was filled with good feelings. And the door opened, and my mom came in and sat down. And we went home, and she said, now I know what you're involved in. It's wonderful. You see? So she knew what happened with me. And that's just something else that NA has given me. And I can't buy that. And I can be hurt. But again, use me tonight for the example. I have to say that. Because as bad as it is, I'm not alone. I have people. I can get into, you know, I have enough data about the fellowship to last me. I could read that. I'd probably be occupied reading it till next January 15th, you know, about what's going on.
and it's just a diversion for me now. But I'm grateful to be a member, to be able to come down here, to be able to talk to you people, to be able to share with you people about what's happened to me, you know, to be able to withstand it. And I go back not alone, and I go back with much more than I came with, you see, only because I'm a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm not trying to belabor that issue. I will wear a button any day in a week. You see, I would wear a t-shirt any day in a week.
I don't know, I've never worn more t-shirts in my life.
You know, I got a t-shirt for every day in a week now. Every color, every state, you name it. You know, I'll put it on. When I put it on, I'm proud. Because this is where it's at for me. Because of you. Because of the people that have been here a long time and know. Because of the people that have been here a short time. Because of people coming in. Because of friends of mine, which I'm grateful that I'm able to just to be there. Never mind being an instrument and all of that business. Just to be there and say, come on, let's hang out. But if you hang out with me, you're not going to use. So I got no time for people that use. If they want to use, fine, but don't use around me. Because I can't, I'm an addict. And I have no desire to use it. You see? And I got that way by being a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm able to stand here tonight and relate this to you. And not be uptight about, man, how are they going to think after I leave? What are they going to say about me? I didn't say the right thing, or I shouldn't have said that, and I shouldn't have did all this other business. Oh, that insanity. Cut right out. Then you take away the need to use drugs, and you take away the need to be a tough guy, and you just become a human being, and it feels good. You know? And it happened for me. And I'm grateful for what it's given me up to now. Even in this bad scene. So, I take my hat off to everybody. I admire you. I do. People like yourself. People that know. You see? Yes. My gratitude speaks when I care and share the NA way. And yes, I will drive to Virginia. We did drive to Virginia. We took the long route, but that was all right. Now, we can't drive at night. No, we can't see. No, that's all right. That's all right. We're here, you know. And thankful by the grace of God that I have the strength that you people have given me to continue to live my life without drugs, you see? So from a dope addict who is using drugs, I come to I've transformed into a person that feels he could live his life without using drugs, and I'm a people person. I love people, and I'm concerned with people's welfare. And I have no ulterior motive. And this is the kind of guy I am. This is where my head is at. And that's because of you. And yes, I'm glad I had the opportunity to come to Virginia and talk to you folks tonight. You know? I thank you very much. I thank God, you know, for you folks. For NA people, you know, it's my kind of people. We're all in it together. And we all have a stake in it, you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tony. I know what that takes. Talk about the carrying the message to the addict who still suffers, and we look at the newcomer a lot of times. I know for myself, I get so busy trying to share to the newcomer that I get the little addicted voice in my head that says, I'm not supposed to let anybody know that I'm hurting because then they might think it doesn't work. But stay clean. I have to come up here and share my pain. That's how I stay clean. Seeing somebody like Tony come up, it shows that it works. It shows the reality of life, that life isn't always a bed of roses, that we can go through whatever it takes and still stay clean. We had a lot of people that put a lot of hard work into this, and I know it's not an I program, it's a we program, so I'm just going to ask them all to stand up at once. Would everybody on the committee and anybody who worked on the workshop please stand up? Give them a hand. Basket going around, as you can, a hat, and everything, and every time we look for money, it's in a basket. So there's a hat going around, and we are self-supporting through our own contributions, and as you notice, the room is not packed wall to wall, but there's, look, he's got his checkbook out. We'll let you know, we haven't done a full tally. Okay, we appreciate that. We really do. That's how it works, for anybody who's new, that's how it works. You ask for help and you get it, but you got to ask. I'm real grateful to all the people that came and shared on the panels and the workshops, and I'd like them all to stand up and give them a hand. Anybody who was on a panel, and please stand up. Come on. Get up, Larry. And we appreciate your contributions. And as I said, the workshop tapes are going to be sent to the World Literature Committee to transcribe and be input into the new book, It Works, How and Why. And that's being sent out for review, and it's $5.50 from the World Service Office. And I strongly suggest that you get a copy of it, get some people together, take a look at it, write all over it, give some input, and have a say in your fellowship. I think these kind of things are real important. Tradition workshops, learning conferences. We talk about a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. And the most important part of that is that we have to have an informed group conscience. Or else we're voting about stuff we know nothing about, Well, we'd like to send a man on the moon. Well, I think we should use that rocket ship. Sounds good. I don't know. He said it. But I'm glad y'all came. And we have tomorrow morning, we have traditions 10, 11, and 12 to finish out. And we have a dance tonight. And we got a good band, I hear. And we're going to boogaloo till the cows come home, or whatever. So if you would, we have a nice way of closing. Get involved. because it's saved my life to be involved, and it's saved the life of a lot of the people in these rooms. And like Tony said, if you want what we have, you got to do what we do. And the people that I want what they have, they're in service. Please, let's close with the Lord's Prayer.
Thank you.
Together. Tony, would you please lead us tonight?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Keep coming back. It works. It's worth it.